Next, our English composer, Elizabeth McConkie. We'll be listening to the 9th of her 13-string quartets. Elizabeth McConkie was brought up in the country of Ireland and went to London when she was 16 to study at the Royal College of Music. Although she had been composing and playing the piano since she was 6, she had no other musical experience. Because she grew up before the days of radio, she was born in 1907, and Ireland had no orchestra, opera, or chamber ensembles. When she studied with Vaughan Williams at the Royal Conservatory, she said later it was like turning on a light. They became lifelong friends. She explored the music of Bartok, Berg, and Janáček. Her music developed in a way that rapidly attracted the attention of the most distinguished musicians of the day. Sir Henry Wood and Sir Donald Tovey were the first conductors to champion her music. Holst was struck by her originality, as was Vaughan Williams. She went to Prague on a traveling scholarship, and her piano concerto was performed there on her 23rd birthday. Performances of her pieces were acclaimed by musicians and critics alike. However, this brilliant beginning to her career was interrupted when she contracted tuberculosis. There were no drugs for TB then, and she had to leave London and live in the country. She seems to have cured herself more or less by willpower. Her father had already died of TB, and her younger sister died of it a few years later. Other practical difficulties followed, raising a family, war years, and persistent prejudice against women composers. Nevertheless, performances continued both in Britain and abroad. McConkie's output includes opera, orchestral, chamber, and vocal works. In 1987, she was made a Dame of the British Empire. She received commissions from distinguished colleagues such as Peter Paris, the BBC Proms, BBC Singers, festivals at Attleborough, and Bath. Before we hear the Ninth Quartet, I'd like to read you a little of what Elizabeth McConkie says about quartet writing. It is a difficult and challenging medium for the composer as for the player. It is in the nature of a quartet to be precise and economical, perfectly balanced. It follows that the music written for it should be logical, arresting, and clear-cut. There must be nothing superfluous. Everything shows up: thinness of material, weakness of form, indifferent string writing, poor workmanship in general. The good things show up, too: the strength of the ideas, masterly craftsmanship, resourceful string writing. Think for a moment of Bartok's 6 quartets, and above all, Beethoven's 16, and marvel at what they did with 4 players. The very limitations of writing for quartet are a stimulus and a challenge. Because one cannot make dramatic effects by startling contrasts of color or massive climaxes of sound, as when writing for full orchestra, effects are obtained in a different but perhaps equally telling way, by the creation of dramatic tension between the 4 individual voices of the quartet. Elizabeth McConkie's 9th string quartet was composed in 1968, commissioned from the Radcliffe Trust. Its 4 movements are independent, though thematically related. The first movement opens with a vigorous unison figure, which, in many different guises and rhythmic patterns, largely dominates the whole work. There follows a scherzo in ternary form with a fleeting pizzicato coda. The emotional climax is reached in the slow movement, which is a threnody, or lament, composed at the time of the occupation of Prague in August 1968. It is freely written with few bar lines. There are long melodic lines, the viola taking the lead. The final movement grows from brief opening motifs, gradually incorporating ideas from the first movement and elsewhere, and the whole work, the composer says, ends with a snap. Let's hear it now, played by the Mystery String Quartet.